Despite the tragedy of his personal story, he left behind for us an incredible body of work, including a remarkable commencement speech, which became known as This Is Water. And I know that speech means something to you and to your family.
Well, the book, especially, This Is Water, it's one of those... I gave it to my teenage daughter, I think might have been her 16th birthday. And you know how sometimes as a parent, you find one of those books and a writer says all the things that you wish you could say to your child, but somehow at the time you could never find the words and your kid wouldn't listen to you anyway. Well, so it's one of those books. And honestly, I didn't really think Katie would read it. But a year later, she told me that it was one of her very favorite books. She wants to be a writer herself. So that seems like it's an impressive legacy for a book.
It's kind of an experience that a lot of people have had, though, and we were lucky to get permission to air it, weren't we?
Right. And so this is an excerpt from the actual commencement address that David Foster Wallace gave at Kenyon College in 2005.
In the day-to-day trenches of adult life, there is actually no such thing as atheism. There is no such thing as not worshiping. Everybody worships. The only choice we get is what to worship. And a compelling reason for maybe choosing some sort of God or spiritual type thing to worship, be it JC or Allah, be it Yahweh or the Wiccan mother goddess or the Four Noble Truths or some inviolable set of ethical principles, is that pretty much anything else you worship will eat you alive. If you worship money and things, if they are where you tap real meaning in life, then you will never have enough. Never feel you have enough. It's the truth. Worship your own body and beauty and sexual allure, and you will always feel ugly. And when time and age start showing, you will die a million deaths before they finally plant you. On one level, we all know this stuff already. It's been codified as myths, proverbs, cliches, epigrams, parables, the skeleton of every great story. The whole trick is keeping the truth up front in daily consciousness. Worship power, you will end up feeling weak and afraid, and you will need ever more power over others to numb you to your own fear. Worship your intellect, being seen as smart, you will end up feeling stupid, a fraud, always on the verge of being found out. Look, the insidious thing about these forms of worship is not that they're evil or sinful, it is that they are unconscious. They are default settings. They're the kind of worship you just gradually slip into day after day, getting more and more selective about what you see and how you measure value without ever being fully aware that that's what you're doing. And the so-called real world will not discourage you from operating on your default settings, because the so-called real world of men and money and power hums merrily along on the fuel of fear and anger and frustration and craving and the worship of self. Our own present culture has harnessed these forces in ways that have yielded extraordinary wealth and comfort and personal freedom. The freedom all to be lords of our own tiny skull-sized kingdoms, alone at the center of all creation. This kind of freedom has much to recommend it. But of course, there are all different kinds of freedom. And the kind that is most precious, you will not hear much talked about much in the great outside world of wanting and achieving and displaying. The really important kind of freedom involves attention and awareness and discipline and being able truly to care about other people and to sacrifice for them over and over in myriad petty little unsexy ways every day. That is real freedom.
That's the late writer David Foster Wallace delivering his 2005 commencement speech at Kenyon College.